This episode of Girl Talkie Moss is brought to you by Chevy. Find new roads. You guys, take a look at my latest blog post on mexymoments.com. We took a girls' trip to Houston for the Spoiled Latina Summit and the Sorry Papi Tour, and I had the amazing time driving the brand new 2024 Chevy Trax. It has all the things you love about Chevy vehicles, from the safety features to the tech features. Go check out my latest blog post at mexymoments.com. Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talkie Moss. I am your host, Marisa, and I am so excited because I am here with one of my favorite people in the world. He already knows. I just think he is the best. But David Hernandez, welcome to Girl Talkie Moss.
Hey. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You guys, so David is one of the newest artists signed to Shelly Lattice's label, Shell Shock 3 Records, and we are so excited. He is also known as El Gallo Dez. If you are on TikTok, I'm sure you have came across his amazing voice. absolutely amazing. You're such a fresh, like, new sound. Like, we so needed this. Like, we so needed
Thank
this.
You.
I tell Shelly, I'm like, Shelly, you have, like, you're bringing out, like, something, like, so needed in this, like, generation. Like, my daughter loves your music. Like, and she's 19.
Oh,
and she
really?
just, yeah.
Wow.
And she loved all the musicians that were there, like when we came by the studio to kind of do some content for us. And all you guys are so talented, and just like with the, you know, and the guitar and this and the everything, like you guys have everything going on. And I love that. Like, I love, like, how are you feeling about this new venture that you're finally getting to take?
Yeah, I feel how you're expressing yourself. Like, I come amongst all these artists and musicians and I'm like, oh my God, they're so good. I feel like I'm low tier compared to these people. But you know, I'm just so new into the industry that I'm soaking everything all in. Everything I come across is like, I'm like a soccer mom. I tell Shelly, I was like, don't get embarrassed if I'm like videotaping and taking pictures of everything. Because
I
I'm
know,
like,
it's like, how do you not get, like, with Shelly Lattice there, like, how do you not get, like, you know, like, every time, I mean, I love her to death.
Oh my gosh.
She's such a
Trust
great
me.
friend. And
When we first talked,
yeah.
when we first talked, I didn't
Like,
know
freak
who
out.
Shelly was. Yeah, well, I didn't know who she was at first.
Oh, because
So.
that's one of my questions, is about learning Tejano in the California, living in California. Like, how much
Yeah.
Tejano did you actually know?
I knew zero. I knew
Wow.
nothing about the genre. I didn't even know about it. You know, I told Shelly, I said, the only person I really knew was Selena, but I didn't know that she was Tejano music. You know, I didn't know that she was
So
part of that genre.
you didn't even realize that was like its own thing.
No, I did had no idea. So when I talked to Shelly over the phone, she was like, question, man, do you know who I am? And I was like, respectfully, I do not, I'm sorry. And she was like, it's cool, that's a good thing, you know. You'll learn to know. I'm on Google, so go check me out. And I hung up the phone and I was like, all right, let's check her out. And I was like, oh my God. I went to Taylor, my wife. I was like, I screwed the pooch on this one. I told her I didn't know who she was, and she's like a whole legend. And oh my God,
like a whole ass legend, man. A whole
yeah.
legend.
I was
Like,
like,
she's like the pride of San Antonio. Like, we love her. Like,
yes.
And of Texas. Like, I mean, just, she has influenced
yes.
us for years. I mean, I'm 46 and she's been in the music industry for over 40. So just, this goes to tell you, like, you know, like how long, you know. And I was young. I mean, and I grew up in Michigan, but because of Tejano music just being, I don't know if they used to tour in Michigan, but I used to go see Bobby Pulido and just a lot of, like, Desperados, like a lot of those, you know, Tejano
The
slash Mex
veteran
yeah
panels,
yeah
yeah.
old artists, all the time. Whenever they would come through Detroit, I would go to the little clubs that they would go play at, or the little bars that they would go play at, as much as I could. So I was trying to soak it all in too, like, you know. So I
Yeah.
definitely knew who Shelly was along, you know, growing up. Her music wasn't ever played on the radio, and like, we didn't have like Spotify and stuff when I was growing
I
up. So
know.
it's like, you had to like really like, you know, you had to really like, somebody send me the record from Texas that just came out, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, no, it was in I've come to find the longer that I'm learning about the history of Tejano and just being around the genre and the people, you know, involved in it. I'm coming to learn that in California, there are a lot of people that do know about Tejano too.
Yes.
I think it's just because of my upbringing, since mariachi was such a big part of my childhood and even
Exactly.
my teenagers and adulthood. I kind of was stuck. Like, I don't want to say stuck because I love mariachi. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy it so much. It's part of me, of who I am. But that's kind of where I was just filtered to, was mariachi.
Yes.
And the regular rancheras, you know, from Chente, you know, the icons that are internationally known for mariachi. Icons.
Yes, exactly. For sure.
So I kind of didn't venture out into different styles of music until I was, I want to say, maybe 16, 17. Ooh. And that's only because of my brother. So my brother was my musical influence because he's 13 years older than me.
Nice.
So I would go, he would take me to karaoke bars even though I wasn't supposed to be there, but mm-hmm. he would take me there, and he'd seen like Babyface and you know, Boyz II Men and Michael Bublé and Frank Sinatra, and that's where I was like, whoa, I've never heard these guys before, like, who's that?
Wow.
You know, and so I was just stuck in that. And then in Pico Rivera, where I'm from, it's a very small town, and it's like a very Hispanic drawn town. That's, you're gonna see nothing but Hispanics around there, and okay. low riders. Yes, you know what I mean? And the car clubs.
Like the for real LA.
Exactly. Like, I lived East on LA, the boulevard. Like,
yeah. Okay. There you go.
I lived on Washington Boulevard, so it goes all the way up and down to East Los and you know all that. So wow. You'd see the lowrider clubs, you know, riding down the boulevard in front of our house, bumping oldies like Aaron Neville and Brenton Wood and all that. You know what I mean? So we'd sit outside on the porch. Even my mom doesn't really speak English, but she loved it. She'd just sit out there with her coffee and she'd be like, "Oh, look at the cars! Look at the lowriders!"
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I was influenced too. So I mean, in a way, I'm nervous that I don't know anything about Tejano, because mm-hmm. I know Tejanos are like, bro, if you're going to be in Tejano, you better come right. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yeah.
So I don't want to come stepping on no toes, and I'm paying my dues by learning the originals and the new exactly. artists as well.
You also are bringing in like this, like they said, this new sound that's kind of mixing with the Tejano world, and I love it. I'm just loving what you're doing. But before we get into that, just tell everybody like where you're from and kind of like how this all started for you. And like, I know you just said like your brother was your biggest influence, but you're from California.
Yes.
And you recently moved to Texas. How was that
yes.
move?
Man, I feel like for the past decade, it's just been a lot of bouncing here and there.
Okay.
I'm originally from Pico Rivera, which is very close to East Los Angeles. People mm-hmm. know it for the Pico Rivera Sports Arena, where like John Sebastian and Vicente have performed many
nice.
Times.
And did you get to see them when you were younger? Did you ever watch any of these performers?
I didn't get to see them live. I've went to my first concert, I think, when I was like 16 with my, or 14, I went mm-hmm. to go see U2. I didn't even know who they were at the time. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. How funny.
So I haven't really gone to many concerts. I haven't had the privilege to do so, but.
And is the music in your family line? Like you said, like the mariachi.
Yeah.
It goes back to your father, right? You said.
To my father. Yeah. My grandfather, Esteban Hernandez, who created the first mariachi. And then the oldest of the Hernandez brothers, which is yes. Pedro Rey, he created Mariachi Los Galleros, which is where, you know, I had first heard my dad perform and sing and stuff, and which is why I got El Gallo on my arm.
Yes.
And him, it's a tribute to my father. So
nice.
There's El Los Galleros, and then my tio Jose took over and he created Mariachi de Jose Hernandez de Sol de Mexico. So
how old were you when you actually started singing mariachi?
5 years old. I still have the suit. The first traje I ever wore, I saved it for my children for whenever they're old enough, and I saved my teenage years ones so they can wear that one as well.
Oh my God, that's gonna be so sweet on your boys.
I know. I try it on them like almost every You're 2 months. Like, I'm like, oh, do you fit it yet, bro? Like, come on. But no, yeah. So I was doing it since I was like 5, and you know, I would go sing with gigs with my father, and I was actually talking about this the other day. My cousin Toro, who used to own a restaurant called El Patio. Mm-hmm. And I had, in fifth grade, I had a talent show and I sang My Way by Frank Sinatra, right?
Oh, wow.
And he came up with the mariachi, the whole mariachi, in the evening time for the talent show. So I was like a 6-year-old with a full mariachi behind me. I gave everyone a full show. The parents were like, what?
This kid needs to win.
What's going on with this, man? This fool brought a full mariachi for a school talent show. This is crazy. But yeah, that's what I grew up doing. And, you know, my mom sings. She never did it professionally, but she should have, because my mother sings so beautifully.
So like, you basically got the genes of your mom and your dad, just because your voice is amazing. I mean, just absolutely you just, it's very soothing, but it's also very just like, gosh, I don't know, I get mesmerized kind of thing, like especially when you do your Michael Bublé and you venture out of the Spanish, of
Thank you.
songs, like even those are beautiful,
Thank
just the
you.
way you, it's great. Like I love what you're bringing back alive. I feel like you're kind of bringing that alive for like a new generation.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, I grew up, I felt like an outcast musically because all my friends, I mean, even though I listened to like rock, like Nirvana or the Ramones and AC/DC and Foo Fighters, I love that. But I was so stuck on the older music that my friends didn't really like the Rat Pack. Like I said, Aaron Neville, Brenton Wood, Dinah Washington, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations. They weren't really about that. They were listening to Tupac at the time, which Tupac is amazing. Who doesn't love Tupac? I love Tupac. But
For
those
you,
kind of music, I
that
was
was
the,
your thing. Yeah.
yeah, they were listening to their, had their headphones. They were listening to that while I was listening to, That's Life by Frank Sinatra or something like that. So I have such a huge love for it. And for that type of music, the older music, which is what helped the new music come to be, that's where it originated from. And the way they did things was so, it's a lot more difficult than the things that we have to our advantage nowadays. Like you said, back in the day, they didn't have Spotify. They didn't have
Apple
any of those
Music.
things.
Yeah, none of
No
that.
Apple Music, none of that. Like now it's with a click of a button or even on an advertisement, you'll see new artists that you've never even heard of, and then they blow up within days. And
Or
back in
like
the
how you
day,
can jump on your TikTok and just start singing to everybody and
I could
like,
jump
I
on,
mean,
exactly.
seriously, like
And it's crazy because the whole world has access to that with a click of a button or a swipe, and they see you within seconds. When back in the day, like you said, Shelly didn't have,
Yeah, she didn't have that. She
she
was
didn't
doing
have
gig
that.
after gig after gig after place after place after place
Yeah.
since she was a little girl,
And putting their blood, sweat, and tears into everything they did, from recording to rehearsing to merch to traveling, which is a huge one that the story she's told me she's had to endure in order to travel to get to gigs and stuff. People turning them down, people not paying them correctly, all those things that I feel very privileged to have today, especially with Shally, who's already been through that. So she's
Oh
like,
yeah,
you ain't
she's
gonna
not.
touch me, Hito. Yeah. So
She is not going to let
she
that shit go down. Let me tell you.
no,
You
no. So
are in amazing good hands with Shelly Lattes, and it's just I love this for her. I love that you are her first official signed artist. What happens next?
oh
Like
man.
where do we go from here? Like what's going on right now? You have a new single coming out soon.
I do actually. Güera Linda drops on August 11th, Friday, August 11th. It's dropping. It's available for pre-order now on DistroKid, but it is dropping tomorrow. That's my second single
Did you guys write this
ever.
together?
She composed it. I wrote the lyrics with Jose Rosario. We all kind
I
of
love Jose.
discussed if that was, oh yeah, Jose is freaking
Jose's
amazing.
amazing.
He's super funny, man. I
I
love that
know,
guy.
he's great.
Yeah. And we had Kike Herrera on production as well, helping out with instruments. Dan Sanchez did the guitar, jamming out on there. So it, man, it was just a huge project that it was a dream team to me because it's awesome. I love writing and stuff, but they like perfected it, and I was like, wow, it's so cool to
Brought it to
see.
life.
Yeah, to see it go to life and stuff, and then her master it and do all this stuff, and me see the cover. Like everything's so like whoa to me every time I see it. But yeah, so I got Güera Linda coming out on August 11th, and then we're working on a full album next. And
Yes. When are you
yeah, there's
anticipating that coming out?
we're hoping by the end of the year,
Oh,
but
that'd be awesome.
we can plan, but things always get in the
Yes.
way.
Yeah.
So
The beginning
we're
of the.
hoping, fingers crossed, by the end of the year. If not, we still got next year. But next year is gonna be full of big things. I already know. We just always got the wheels rolling. So
Yeah, I know you have probably shows coming up. Like I know she's getting you ready to be doing all this. Like I went to your signing party, which was such an honor to be there
oh no,
just
thank you.
to see you get signed and to hear you sing live for the first time. Like I said, I always catch you on TikTok and I've heard your music, but you guys seeing him live is like a whole it's like a whole other thing. But TikTok has actually been a big help to you in your career. Like explain how that kind of worked, because that actually is what connected you with Shelly.
Yeah, it's actually it, TikTok was a huge part of that, which how a lot of this started. So I hadn't downloaded TikTok. I kind of strayed away from singing for about a year because I was so
Really?
busy. After I got out of the military, I went back to, because I was stationed here in Fort Cavazos, or what was Fort Hood back in the day before all the stuff happened. And I got out, got discharged, and I went back to California to be with my oldest son, Isaiah, and kind of just was so busy with doing school for, because I went back to college for behavioral sciences. So I was getting my associate's degree in that and working nights and, you know, driving 2 hours a day to take my son to school and going through his therapy stuff and occupational therapy and all that. So I didn't really have time for singing. Nothing was happening for me. I kind of lost taste for it. So I stopped. And my wife was like, no, there's no way you can stop singing, man. Like, you love doing that. I see that. That's like your stress reliever, kind of like just that you go to a different place when you're doing that away from everything else. So I was like, I don't know. We finally ended up moving about 3 different times during the pandemic. We got to Palm Springs and she was like, why don't you just do a TikTok? Because I heard I was watching TikToks with her and I seen some dude sing Adios Amor by Cristian Nodal. And I was like, hey, that's a pretty song.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I want to learn that one. That was really nice. She's like, well, post it on TikTok. And I was like, all right. And so I asked my youngest, Brendan, I was like, you want to be in the video with me? He's like, yeah, okay, daddy. And I sang like a little piece of Adios Amor, posted it, didn't think none of it. And within like hours, it was at almost 1 million likes and 7 million views by like 2 days.
Oh yeah, my God, David.
I tripped out. I was like, is this glitching?
Yeah, what's this about?
Yeah, I was like, I think TikTok's broken. And and no, like, I started getting people reaching out to me. And then Lexi Rodriguez,
his
future, everybody knows Lexi. She's awesome.
Lexi.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. And shout out to Lexi for real, because she made all this happen. So she hits me up. She goes, hey, dude, I have somebody that's interested in talking to you if you're interested. And I was like, sure, yeah, why not? You know, I'm not doing nothing else except working. So then she goes, okay, cool, I'm gonna give her your number, and here's her number. So Shelly calls me, and then we have a conversation, and she's asking me, hey, do you write? And I was like, yeah, I do, actually. You know, I haven't put anything out, but I do write some lyrics. And she's like, you write in Spanish? I was like, I can, yeah, I do write fluently in Spanish, so I could definitely do that. She's like, all right. And actually, the first song she gave me, she's like, let me know if you can write to this. And she sent me a country track. And I had never written country before in my life.
Yeah.
I barely listened to it, only because my wife is from North Carolina. So she knows.
She
knows country. She's one that got me into it. So I was like, I'll give it a shot. And so I wrote it, showed my wife. I was like, does it sound like, you know, like official country
song?
And she was like, oh yeah, hee-haw, cowboy. So I sent it to her, to Shelly, and she was like, yeah, that's good. And then Rogando Por Tu Amor, she gave it to me. She's like, had a dream in the middle of the night, hit me up. If you know Shelly, she works best in the middle of the night. That's where her like greatest ideas come. And she'll, it don't matter if it's 3 a.m. she's gonna hit you up and be like, hey, I need to get this out. So so she hits me up and goes, hey, I dreamt you singing this arrangement that I made. Let me know if you could write to it. It's a mariachi bolero. And so she sent it to me. I was like, oh yeah, I love this. This is amazing. You know, I grew up on this kind of sound. So I wrote it, sent it to her in like 10 minutes. She was like, oh, that's it. That's it. And then she was like, well, how would you feel about, you know, a Tejano version? And I was like, I've never done it. I was like, but if you feel like I could do it, then I'll definitely give it a shot. I just don't want to step on anybody's toes or disrespect the community. And she was like, no, you'll be fine. Like, I'll make sure of that. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I did it. And she was like, no, that sounds like you've been doing Tejano for a while. So I was like, okay, yeah, I trust you. If I'm good at it, then cool, let's do it. I love it. And yeah, slowly but surely, she started showing me the pioneers like Sunny Osuna and Ram Herrera and all those greats. And
yes,
I'm falling in love with it, man. I'm so stoked to be part of a community where there's so many talented people, not just vocally, but musicians, they're just all around amazing artists and have brains that don't work like any other. Like, man, it's crazy. It's a cool
community. I know that it's just such a special genre, and it's like so coveted. We just love it here in, you know, in Texas. It's very much our own, you know, like the Tejano industry. Yeah. And it's there's so many amazing artists that have just like came from that from that genre of music.
Yeah, and I tripped out, you know. When I went to Hacienda Records, I was speaking with Michelle, right? And she told me, you know, Steve Jordan comes out in Born in East LA. And I was like, what? I love that movie with Cheech Marin, Steve Jordan. And man, I YouTubed that so fast. I was like, oh my God, he's right there. And I just started listening to his songs too, because I think we went to Pancho Pistolas. We went there, and he has a drawing of Steve Jordan right there and Little Joe and Selena, but they're done with Sharpies. Like, someone did it with Sharpie, like lines and stuff. And I was like, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but who's like the pirate looking dude? She goes, that's Steve Jordan, man. And I was like, oh. And she goes, that's like a legend. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know anything. And she goes, all right, David, you're gonna have to, we're gonna have to teach you about this. So I was like, okay,
the 101.
Oh my god. And then I heard it and I was like, holy crap, dude. And then I heard Little Joe and I was like, dude, what? This is amazing. And I always ask Shelly's, I'm like, I don't understand, like, how is this genre not more popular? Like, there's not, I don't know any other genre that can mix different styles of music and sound like they've been doing it forever. Like, Little Joe can sound in country and can do Tejano, and Sonny can do oldies. And I'm like, I don't know any other artists that can do that.
That can do
all
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's so underappreciated.
It really is. It really is. You would think it would be worldwide by now, but, like certain, there's certain, you know, Hispanic markets that embrace it and have, you know, Tejano, you know, radio stations. But like you said, now with like TikTok and streaming, we're able to get this music out even more. So what's next for you? Like, what are we doing next? Like, we have the single coming out.
Yes.
We're going to try to do the album. Are you excited to like do live shows?
Oh my God. Yes. I feel like you're going to eat that up. I love being on stage. It's my favorite. I love working with a crowd. I love seeing the crowd sing with me, whether it be my own songs or older songs. I like hyping up the crowd. I love doing that. Like, I become a different person on stage, and it really like fuels me when I see people enjoying and watching like attentively and kind of jamming out in their own little seat or whatever, or wherever they're standing, whether it's 5 people in a room or 700, whatever it may be. The stage is where I love to be. I love doing that. And I do have a concert that I'm doing on September 30th. It's a Saturday. I'm traveling back to California, so I'm going to be at the Ford Amphitheater in Los Angeles. I'm going to be performing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited because I'm performing with some big wigs. So I was like, oh my God, I need to bring
my
A-game.
Who are you performing with?
It's Doris Anaí Muñoz's event. If you guys don't know her, she has a documentary about her life called Mija on Disney Plus, about how she came to be an artist, and she's doing huge things right now. She just came out on Vogue magazine in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I'm performing with her. I'm performing with Lupita Infante and Mariachi Lindas Mexicanas. So it's crazy. It's crazy how all this came full circle. Lupita just worked on, my tío Jose just worked on her latest album with her. And she's like, I had no idea you were his nephew. I was like, not many do. But hey, you know, we're such a big family. We, you know, there's cousins and nephews and tios everywhere. But so, I get to perform with them. And I actually just got off a meeting with them with production and stuff to see how we're going to do things. But
that's amazing. I'm so excited for you. That's going to be huge. And obviously we cannot wait for your first show here in San Antonio. When you get to put your first show on, you know, I'll be there like front and center.
Thank you.
But tell everybody where they can follow you, how they can connect with you, where they can listen to your music.
Yeah. So you guys can find me right now. If you want to search for me, I'm under Dez in all the streaming platforms. You can type in Dez Rogando Por Tu Amor and you'll find me. I'm sure Güera Linda is going to be under there. I think I'm going to be under El Gallo Dez now. Under
El Gallo Dez? Okay.
Just some technical issues. Yeah, okay. But if not, D-E-Z Dez, okay? If you don't find me under El Gallo Dez. But you can find me on all social media under El_Gallo_Dez. On Facebook under Dez Music. Please follow me on all those sites. And I just want to say shout out to you, Marissa, and Mar Azul Tequila. I'm so thankful to you guys. And you guys are my favorite brand of tequila because you guys got the tastiest stuff.
Oh my gosh. Is this the best tequila?
They love
being a sponsor of your signing party and of you and just supporting your music. But they have some of the best. And I love it. They're a family owned business and here in San Antonio. And it just makes it so much better. So I love connecting them with people And now every time I tell them, whenever I go to them for somebody, I'm always like, okay, this is somebody you guys need to know, you know? And so, yeah. So,
I'm
no,
so
but thank
grateful.
you. No, thank you for sharing the brand and spreading the word. That means everything to them. Like I said, they're a family-owned business and it just means everything to them. So thank you so much. But David, you are just an amazing spirit. You and your family. I love Taylor and you guys are
Thank
just
you.
so great. I'm so happy you are here in Texas. Like we get to have you closer. And I'm just excited for everything that's gonna come. Like I just know like Shelly is gonna skyrocket you. And I told her, I was like, you got a gem there. She goes, oh yeah, I know.
thank you. Now,
Yeah.
plus, wow, y'all make me blush. Y'all talk so nice about me.
We
But
do.
no, I'm excited too. I'm super blessed and privileged. I had to make the leap of faith over here. So
No,
I'm
you did the right
thankful
thing.
for Shelly and all you guys, all the whole community for accepting me with open arms. So I won't let you guys
Absolutely.
down.
No, we I don't doubt it. I can't wait. Well, good luck. I will see you soon. I know I will see you soon at a show or at a recording. I'll
Yeah.
stop by the studio. But
Yes,
yeah,
please
thank you.
do.
Yeah, thank you again so much for joining us. You guys, you can listen to Girl Talking Mas on Spotify, Apple Music. We're under Latina Podcasters. Make sure you are supporting all your favorite Latino and Latina podcasters on the Latina Podcasters Network.